Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It's me, Roshan Mohammed Salih, the editor of Five Pillars, and we're here at Kabul Education University today. And the reason why we're here is to interview some Afghan women. I've been in this country for over 2 weeks now, and I must admit I find it quite hard to interview Afghan women. It's a deeply conservative society. I've been trying to arrange the interview, and alhamdulillah, today I succeeded. So we're here to interview some students at this university, and we're going to ask them about their feelings about the new Islamic Afghanistan and their place as women in the new Afghanistan. A few months ago, there's been a massive change in Afghanistan. We've moved from a secular government to a Islamic government. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, as we all know that Afghanistan, former government of Afghanistan was one of the most corrupt governments in the world, and their international partners were also committing crimes and on daily basis, as we all see that through media. Majority of Afghans were taken as hostage by notorious warlords, and we all were expecting a systemic change as the only way out. And now that we see that the power has been taken over by the Taliban, majority of Afghans, including me, think and feel that everything is going to change for the good, and we see that the social status is being restored, and the foundation for a just government is laid.
How will your life as a woman change now that we have a new Islamic Afghanistan?
مقایسه زندگی زناست در مقایسه با نظام‌های گذشته.
In the previous administration, women were harassed in some ministries. We even heard some reports of female harassment in the presidential palace. In some public ministries, but not all of them, if a woman applied for a job, she had to do some actions that are against Islamic values. For example, they were asking for sex in exchange for government jobs. But Muslim women couldn't accept that proposal, and this kind of thing just put women off applying for jobs. Under the Islamic Emirate, we're looking for the implementation of Islamic law, which will allow women to work in public jobs or private businesses according to the law of Islam. We ask the authorities to let women do their higher education, and we are sure that women will be active in all jobs just like men. Under the Taliban. A major challenge for women in the previous administration was the women who advocated for women were not elected by the women of Afghanistan themselves, but by Western powers. These women did not act according to Islamic or Afghan values, and their ideas about life were not the same as most Afghan women. They had no respect for the family or their husbands. They were prejudiced against men. And most of us believe these women did not advocate for the rights of Afghan women properly.
Obviously, the West is focusing a lot on the issue of women's rights in Afghanistan. Yeah. And they are saying that women are going to lose their rights. They won't have the right to work. Their lives will be restricted. What do you, as an Afghan woman yourself, what do you make of this?
So I compiled a book about a woman's right and their life situations in capitalism through history. And the capitalism has always abused women in the worst possible ways. And yet it is ironically that capitalist-driven governments are expressing their concerns about women's rights in Afghanistan, yet they misused this term for the past 20 consecutive years in Afghanistan. And the West does not allow Muslim women to choose for themselves to speak and to decide. Well, I used to live in one of the Western countries for many years, and I was discriminated against my hijab, my religion, and even my personal choices. We see that Muslim women in West, they are regarded as the second or third degree citizens, and they are thrown out of schools, universities, public places, just because of practicing their religion. It was one of my biggest dreams to have to live in an Islamic country, to live with the people that I share the similar rights and beliefs. And now that after a very long struggle and sacrifices that Islamic Emirate has taken over the power in Afghanistan, why they are so furious about it? Why they don't let us to embrace it, to be happy and live the way we want?
I believe both men and women are capable of doing certain jobs. Men are good in jobs that need stamina, while women are good in jobs that need less physical abilities. According to Islam, women are allowed to do any jobs except those jobs which are against the nature of women. For instance, when a mother has children, she must avoid working night shift jobs, as this will not allow her to do her duties as a mother, which will affect the upbringing of her children. Or pregnant women should not operate heavy machinery, which could be harmful to both herself and her baby. Otherwise, I think women have truly equal rights as men. They have the right to actively participate in our society, but according to Islamic law.
Let's talk about Islam and specifically what rights Islam gives to women, perhaps rights that the West doesn't give to women.
So in Islam, raising a daughter is more rewarded and honored than raising a boy. It is believed that in Islam, the paradise is beneath the feet of a mother. And the men are questioned against their attitude towards their wives and their families. Well, there is a narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he says that the best of the best of people among you is the one who is best with their wife and their families. In Islam, women are given the right to study, to work, to have their opinion on political structure, and to have their highest social status. And so these are the rights that the Islam has been preaching and advocating for the past 400 years for the woman. And on the other hand, we see that in West, the women were only given the right to vote almost 100 years ago, and a little before that, they were not even considered as humans. I think one of the reasons that the Taliban are under attack by the West is their political and ideological differences with the West. And well, with the dark history of the West, we Afghan women, we Muslim women, cannot accept the West as our advocates. And we see that the Taliban, the Islamic Emirate of Taliban, slowly but firmly pacing towards making a better environment for the women in terms of education, work, and social welfare.
How do you see the future of Afghanistan?
We are looking forward to the future optimistically, as the Taliban have sovereignty over the whole country, whereas the previous administration weren't capable of controlling the whole nation. We call on the world to recognize the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and help us overcome Afghanistan's economic issues.